This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
My guest today, Danielle McKinnon, is going to be talking about her new book. And what she's going to be doing is offering us a completely different perspective, because we try and try and try, and so often we can't quite break through. Well, maybe there's other forces at work that we haven't put our finger on yet. And I know with this humdinger of Mercury retrograde that we just got out of, you know, I'm blaming it on other people. I'm blaming it on, you know, the universe. I'm blaming it on anything. But Danielle's going to share a really interesting secret today that's not really a secret at all. We all really know it. And we're going to be talking about soul contracts. Thank you for joining me. I'm medical intuitive Carol Reitberger. And as I said, this is all about soul contracts. And Danielle, we've had the pleasure of having her on the show before. She's an outstanding animal communicator and, in fact, was on the show talking about animals and soul contracts with animals. But today I think we're going to take a completely different approach. And she's going to be discussing her new book, Soul Contracts, Finding Harmony and Unlocking Your Brilliance. Now, I know it's unlocked, so let me do it. Soul Contracts, Find Harmony, and Unlock Your Brilliance. So it's going to be a great show. Danielle is always a wonderful guest, lots of energy, fun questions that you can ask. She's just a wealth of information. So we're going to be taking your calls. So if you have a question for Danielle, or you have a question for myself, or you've got a question for both of us, then you can call us at 877-230-3062. That number is good in U.S. and Canada. Same number, 877-230-3062, and that's for international callers. Just dial your international calling code. I also wanted to let you know that I posted on my website my October Enter to Win promotion this month. See, there's that Mercury. Blame. This month is a giveaway for a copy of my book, Healing Happens With Your Help. Yes, we can use that. If you'd like a chance to win the book, just go to my website, www.ritberger.com. Pop-up's going to appear on the homepage. Just share with us your email address, and you are entered to win. I'm going to be pulling the name of the winner on October 31st, Halloween, and you will be notified by email. While you're on my website, why don't you check out some of the other things that I have going on? And then also I have a whole bunch of downloads that are available. In fact, one of them is the webinar that Danielle and I did on animal companions, understanding our spiritual relationship with them and their soul contract with us. So, you know, if you listen to Danielle today and you get caught up in her energy and talking about her book, just go online and you can have another 90 minutes of her in this webinar as she shares all the information. Well, Danielle, gosh, I don't quite know where to start. So, honey, I'm going to start on a woo-woo note first of all, and then I'll do the typical bio. Danielle's been on my mind a lot this morning, and one of the things that every time I touch Danielle is I touch that angelic elemental part of her, that fun part of her that seems to have such a connection with nature and the natural order of things, you know, whether we're dealing with fairies or whether we're dealing with animals, whatever it may be. And she's been with me, and I, you know, kind of, I've probably called her in because, as I said, the energy has really been a humdinger for the last few weeks, and we all need some lightness, so today she's going to be sharing that lightness. She's also an intuitive coach. She's a gifted leading edge animal communicator and a psychic medium. In fact, she was named one of the country's best psychic mediums. She's appeared on national television, numerous radio shows around the world. Of course, mine she's done also, so that's always a lot of fun. She's also an esteemed faculty member of the Omega Institute. And as I said, I've had the pleasure of having her not only on the show, but also doing a 90-minute webinar with her. So if you want to know more about the webinar, just go to www.ritberger.com. Hi, sweet. How are you?
Oh, you make me sound so special. I love it. Thank you.
You are. You are.
Thank you.
So all of you, if you ever need a little lightness in your life, just go DanielleMcKinnon.com. I'm going to give you the real one, but just call her and she's great. So anyway, so wonderful, wonderful book. Boy, you tackled a topic that could be so complex to this human mind that just doesn't want to see things simply. You tackled this complex, actually simple thing called soul contracts. And one of the things I always do, sweetie, is I always start out the show when I have an author on asking them what really inspired you to write this book. So what inspired you to write this book?
It's a great question. What inspired me to write this book? Well, animals actually inspired me to write the book. So as you talked about, my original work was just with animals. And then the animals, through my animal communication and my work with their humans, started teaching me about animal soul contracts, which of course I resisted because I wanted to be kind of normal. I wouldn't be a normal animal communicator.
Can you see your hands? Can you see their hands out there in the listening audience world, both waving to you too?
Yeah, I'm embracing my non-normalcy, but at the time, I really rejected the animal soul contracts piece. And then, once I embraced that, the animals started introducing me to people, to humans, individual soul contracts, and what that meant, and how those were getting in the way of all these different facets of our life, of our goals and our desires and our relationships. So once the animals taught me about that, then I got really into it. It took me a little while. Again, I rejected it. I pushed. I resisted. But once I got really into it, it was so cool to learn. And I would learn through my sessions with my clients and through my meditations. I was learning as I was going. So everything that is in that book is through experience. It's through hands-on doing it, seeing it work, watching this all happen. And then kind of the crazy thing about writing that book was when I sat down finally to actually write the book, the book does not look like what I thought it was going to look like.
Welcome to the world of writing.
Right. It was a completely different book in my head. But as it came out, I started doing things like waking up in the middle of the night. Oh, I've got to write that. Or having four or five private clients with whom I found myself doing the same thing over and over. And then I would hear, this is for the book. And it was kind of like all of the forces of nature, every plane of existence came together to put all this in that book. And I didn't have to try very hard because they just all made it happen. It was kind of cool. When I look back, it's really cool. When I was in it, I didn't exactly notice it was happening.
You know, it's an interesting thing. So for all the wannabe writers that are out in the listening audience, you know, we all start in that linear, logical way that Danielle was just talking about. We have the outline and we start our table of contents. But there's a fascinating part. Once you get into the process, it does take on a life of its own, doesn't it, honey?
It does. And I've actually never spoken about this before, but one of the things that writing the book helped me do as I'm learning these processes through my clients and my meditations is actually it opened me up as well, because as I'm writing, I'm doing the stuff on me in the book in a more concrete way than I had been before. And it is actually how I realized I'd been sexually abused as a kid, was through the writing of the book. So it's you can't start writing a book and go, here I go, this is what I'm going to write, and this is going to be 20,000 words, and this is going to be, it does not, or at least for me, I had no control.
You know, and every author will tell you it is the same thing. You know, they call that the romance. I call it giving birth after I don't know how long gestation period. But anyway, it's a wonderful book. So, you know, we hear so much about soul contracts. So let's go down to the basics.
Okay.
What are soul contracts?
So there are... And so what I'm going to talk about is in my view from what I've learned, because most people's view of soul contracts are the contract between yourself and your husband, between you and your mother, or my father and I, things like that. And what I have discovered over the past decade is that there is there are a whole lot more soul contracts than that. So the soul contracts that I'm really focusing on in the book are the soul contracts that we make with ourselves. Mm-hmm. And these soul contracts are there to help us learn. They're there to help us learn soul lessons, those big deal lessons that we came in to understand, master, and put into use so that we could evolve our souls. Soul contracts help us learn those lessons. The bummer is, they help us learn those lessons usually through challenge, through feeling blocked or feeling stuck or through things not working.
You know, and the thing is that so often, like you said, we think of our soul contracts with others. But, you know, I always look at soul contracts as kind of that blueprint. It's that navigational destiny part of who we are that really helps move us into that refinement from our human way of thinking. And again, the limitations we need to make it complex to moving us to that higher vibration that connects us with that divine. And, you know, I often ask this all the time, and I'm sure you've been asked this with this book, is that why does this have to be so hard? Why are there lessons? Well, you know, I've come to the conclusion that the human brain just needs to make it complex, and until it gets wrapped alongside the head, like a hello, nothing happens. True, isn't it?
It is. I call it hitting rock bottom. We, right, as humans, we don't listen. When everything's awesome, do we make changes? We don't. Who wakes up in the morning, and I've said this before, but who wakes up in the morning and goes, I love my life. Everything is going so well right now. I'm going to make drastic changes.
Right? The brain comes in and goes, oh, yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Right. The brain more goes, don't rock the boat. It's working. Don't change anything. This is what you know. Right?
Right. So, absolutely.
So the messages have to be clunkier and bigger to throw us off balance so we look at things differently and want to change and shift and grow.
So really these soul contracts, if we kind of look at them as that part of us to refine in that navigational part, then their purpose really is to, when we hit that brick wall or whatever that rock bottom, is then for us to just stop, take a deep breath, and look at where we are. Is that, that's part of the contract, isn't it?
Well, yeah. If I have a soul contract that says, I need to give to everybody else, no matter how much it hurts me, I need to give. When I run into that block that says, hey, why don't I have any friends who really care about me? You know, I have to stop and look at that and say, really ask myself, why don't I have those friends, or why am I not receiving in the world, and what's underneath that? So that brick wall you're talking about, we need to look at it, not just go, oh, shoot, there's a wall there.
Right, and then accept the wall is just, you know, been there, done that. That's just the way it is, and so forth. So do you... as you've worked with soul contracts, then it's the soul. It starts out all about us, doesn't it?
Well,
in
it's
the soul
always
contracts,
all about us.
All
it's
about
always
us.
All about us. So we.
Any of you that thinks it's about everybody else, no. Whip it around.
It's all about me, and it's all about you. So soul contracts, the soul contracts that I'm talking about, I call these lifetime soul contracts, and I like for people to work with their lifetime soul contracts, meaning the things that we put in place in this lifetime to help us learn and evolve. I like for people to work with those rather than looking at, well, what did I do 4 lifetimes ago, and which contract is blocking me from then? Those are important, and they make you feel clunky and they can stop you up. But what I've found is if we concentrate on the present challenges, as you release those and master the energy, it's going to fall all the way back. It affects all the way back. So I'm all about simplifying. You were talking about taking a topic and making it simple. We could certainly work on other lifetime. You know, there's a lot of other stuff, mm-hmm, we can do, but I just want to do it direct and fast.
You know, and one of the things that I have certainly learned when I transitioned and then also just doing the work is that we don't come back to redo. What we do is we come back to refine. So I always tell people when they transition, their soul transitions, the things that were of great value and lessons and opportunities for you to grow and experiences, those are vibrationally taken with you when you mm-hmm. go to the other side. And then it becomes part of the plan. So it says, okay, if you hit rock bottom here, it's not like, oh, well, you hit it here and here and here, you know, 5, 10, 15 lifetimes ago. It's just a memory, a vibrational memory to say, oh, I've done this before. I know how to do it. And then pick ourselves up. And we call upon that old memory and our vibration to help us find the clarity we're looking for. I'm sure you found this working with your clients as well, haven't you?
I have. And I would say we call upon that vibration, we acknowledge it from the past, and then we just use it to do what we need to do now rather than, and I've met several people, a lot of people, who get caught up in that, who keep wanting to bring it so fully, the past so fully into the present that they're not doing it in a helpful way.
Exactly.
So, yeah. I run into it as well.
And, you know, if it is something that has anything to do with a vibrational kind of what I call a resource and mm-hmm. it comes up, then what will happen is it's very obvious to the person that this is something that they're working on in present life. And I agree totally. This is why it's so important. But interestingly, when it's in present life, it has a strong emotional charge. So we keep thinking, I need to go back. I need to go back. But everything is done in the present moment. And when we recognize that, then we can stop going in and saying, okay, well, you know, 15 lifetimes ago, oh my gosh, there it was. Present moment, really important. Now, the interesting thing, and I want to know, I'm sure you've found this, but I want you to talk about it, is I always say that we kind of sit on the other side in this vibrational, energetic mode, sitting with our guides and sitting with our angels, and we choose what we desire to refine ourselves and the things that we choose to do. Once we do that, then we start creating soul contracts with others, correct?
Yeah, so we figure out prior to coming into body, well, what's my major lesson in this lifetime? I think I'll work on believing in myself, or I'll work on independence, or I'll work on feeling loved and believing in unconditional love. So we kind of come up with that theme. Mm-hmm. And then for those relationship soul contracts, before coming into body, we run around to the other souls in our soul family and we say, hey, Harry, will you help me learn independence in this lifetime? And Harry says, sure. And Harry says, will you help me learn how to, you know, believe in success, or whatever Harry's soul is working mm-hmm. on, and you say, sure. So there's an agreement there. So we come in, when we're born, we come in with these already in place agreements. I call them relationship soul contracts, but they're not solid, meaning all that was determined was that Harry's going to help me, and I'm going to help Harry in some way. Will it be big, huge, or will it be a little, small, kind of supportive way? Don't know. It depends on how it all works out, and that's where all of that free will stuff comes in.
And then it comes, loops right back to us, doesn't it?
Yes. And then so now Harry's helping me learn independence, but at the same time, I'm having a whole bunch of other individual experiences that are helping me learn independence as well. And I'm probably making a whole bunch of soul contracts that are trying to make me feel independent, despite the fact that I don't yet believe I'm independent.
Believe is a key word here, isn't
yes.
it?
That's the thing. So soul contracts are kind of like they're the thing that draw you in. Like in the book, oh, soul contracts, I want to know about soul contracts. But it's really what the reason why the soul contracts are there, which is there are negative beliefs. They're what I call seed thoughts. That's really where the actual work occurs. The soul contracts are kind of like the fluff. They make you take notice. Oh, I can't find love, or every job I get, they want me to work 80 hours, or whatever the thing is. I can't find my soul purpose. Nothing makes me happy. Those are the soul contracts that make us take notice. But it's the stuff under, which is the belief, that's the stuff where we need to work.
Exactly. And, you know, it's fascinating the way that when we're putting together all these agreements with all these other souls. And sometimes we might even, you know, venture outside of our soul family because there's a common theme. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, it's like, I've been working on this forever and I don't know why. And boom, they keep coming and coming and coming and coming until someday maybe we realize that maybe we're done. Maybe we can just kind of say to everybody, bye-bye, I've been there, done that. I'm working on it. Maybe we need to go a little bit deeper in it. So we've got a caller, and I want to take her, and we're going to continue this, sweetie, because it is so fascinating. And again, I love the way you brought it down to where it's very palatable. But let's take Leona from Maine. Hi, Leona.
Hey.
Hi, Hello. Sweet.
Hi, Danielle.
So, Danielle, I think this is kind of for you, honey.
All right, Leona, what's going on?
I am so fortunate to get through. The angel answered my prayers. I've been communicating with you on Facebook in regards to my dog. He's 17, and, of course, he's getting on. He had a seizure last week, and first of all, I'd like to know what caused that seizure. What's going on in his mind? Is he in pain? Does he know that he's getting ready to pass? And when is the right time to assist him?
Okay. Okie dokie, honey. Go ahead there. Great questions.
Probably not going to get answers to all of the questions, but I am going to agree that he is getting ready. He is absolutely getting ready. I don't feel him in any pain right now. He's not totally connected to his body, though, so he's definitely getting ready.
I can see that.
So with an animal, we didn't really talk about animals, Carol, very much, but obviously yeah. I connect in with them. And with an animal who's getting ready to pass, it can be a little bit more difficult to connect in if the animal isn't present enough kind of on this side rather than the other side. And I do feel definitely a disconnect there between, I can't quite go directly in, so I'm kind of going around the energy to get this information rather than right to him. But I do absolutely feel like he's getting ready, and ready is coming, you know, very soon. We're not talking another month or two here.
No, we're talking days, aren't we?
Yes. And that you're going to have to help him. When he's having the seizures, he's not present. I want you to think of the seizures as this. This is how it was just given to me. I realize that somebody else may not explain it this way, but this is how I'm getting it, so I'm just going to explain it in my Danielle way. The seizures are his way. It's like his spirit's working on leaving the body, and so each time he's having a seizure, he's working his spirit. It's disconnecting just a little bit more and a little bit more. He's not present. He's not hurting, but you are absolutely right that it's coming very, very soon, and all he wants is you. Does that make sense? You do not have to play special music. You do not have to be outside. You know, just wants to be with you when he passes.
Yeah, he's my shadow. We are so intuitively connected, and yeah. I know what he's thinking. I know what he's going to do. Yeah. It's like we're one.
Yeah, and that's all he's asking for. So you don't have to do anything extra. You don't have to go to a special place. You don't. All he wants is to just, if possible, be with you at the time when he passes.
Now, I'm going to be there yeah. holding him to the very end, absolutely.
Yeah.
But what was I going to ask? The fact that he's more out, and when he's having the seizure, I know he's not with it. Is he going to have another one? I mean, he's fallen over. His equilibrium is very off.
Yes, that's why we're talking very short amount of time here.
I don't want to do it too soon. But
you'll know, honey.
Yeah,
you will know. You will know.
Yep.
Because you're intuitively connected, and you know, and this is Danielle's expertise.
When he was having the seizures, I was telling him that it was okay to go to God. I was calling on all the spirits and archangels and everybody.
They're already with him, sweetie, aren't they, Danielle?
I told him it was okay to go.
Yeah.
They're right with him right now. Everybody's getting ready. He would like it if it could be a calm space. So if you more made the decision rather than waited until you were upset, decided, okay, you know, we're getting there, and so let's do this in this calm space. He would like that if you can do that.
So because I have to take him to the vet myself, and I'm disabled, and it's difficult for me. You know, he's 60, 65 pounds. For me to lift him dead weight, that's, going to be really difficult. I don't have any help.
Then ask your vet to come to you. They will.
Yeah, I did last week, and it cost me $172 just to have her show up and sit with me for a little while. You know, yeah. I can't afford that again. I'm not sure what to do. Maybe it is worth, I mean, you know, he's worth anything. Yeah. He's invaluable.
So I want to leave you with this. Leona, I want to leave you with this. So he's not asking for very much from you. He's asking for that kind of calm space, and he's asking to be with you, which means you have to look at you here. What's going to keep you feeling more calm to allow this to happen? Is that doing it at home and paying another $172? It might be, rather than trying to get to a vet, which makes you feel anxious. You have to look at what is going to allow you to be in that emotional, energetic space that most serves his passing.
This and then
whole
also,
week,
yeah, Leona,
this
something
whole week
else
I've
that
been
just came in.
Full of anxiety, you know,
sweet.
Just the waiting and the knowing, it's killing me.
Well, so here's another suggestion with it, is that you call an animal rescue group and ask them about the vets that they use, and then they can recommend a vet or a situation that you could use that would get you to this place.
That's great, Carol. Great.
Yes. And one of the things also, sweetie, and then unfortunately we're going to have to go. But one of the things is that the gift that I'm picking up with, this, your loved one, cause that's really what, it feels like a she is. It's a he, feminine energy.
Yeah.
So what it is it's trying to come in and to show you that you're okay, that you're calm, and that you can do this, and you would be better off working with it now than being anxious to wonder when the next time's going to happen. I'm sorry to have to cut you off, my love. We've got to go to a commercial break, but thank you so much. And Danielle,
you
just are great. And you know, Danielle and I are going to be right back. We're going to talk more about soul contracts. We've done a lot with soul contracts with animals, but you know, we want to do kind of this human bit too. So stay tuned. Danielle and I are going to be right back.
If you have a question for Carol, call her now. Toll free at 1-877-230-3062.
Would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing. What color is your personality? Red, orange, yellow, or green? Now at Reitberger.com, Dr. Carol Reitberger, an international leader in the field of personality psychology, brings you everything you need to know about your personality. With Carol's innovative insights and personality assessment, you can finally live the life you desire, create more satisfying relationships, enjoy better health, and much more. So act now. Discover your personality color and find out about the personality colors of the people in your life, all at Reitberger.com. What you learn will change your life forever.
Welcome back. If you're just joining me, today's topic is all about soul contracts, and joining me is intuitive coach, animal communicator, best known psychic medium, and also the author of the book Soul Contracts, Danielle McKinnon. I've had Danielle on the show before. What a pleasure. What a light. If you were with us the first segment, you're already caught up in her energy. If you're just joining us, welcome. You're going to get caught up in her energy. I also want to let you know that I've got a couple events going on in California. I'm going to be doing an evening of readings on Friday, November 14th. And then I'm going to be trying something new. I'm going to do an all-day event on Saturday, November 15th. It's called Spend a Day with Carol. It's a day of open dialogue where you can ask questions that you can't ask in your everyday lives or your family or friends. We can talk about soul connections. We can talk about the hierarchy of the universe. We can talk about celestial helpers. We can talk about anything. And the wonderful thing that I found with doing events that in a smaller scale, working with people, is that we never know what's going to happen. We don't know who's going to show up, who's going to be bringing in information. So I've decided, by the request of a lot of different people who have attended my workshops, they said, Carol, we just want to spend a day with you. So we have a chance, November 15th, Saturday. It's going to be in Northern California. It's going to be in El Dorado Hills, which is just outside of Sacramento, California. So if you want to know about the evening of readings on Friday night or spend a day with Carol on Saturday, just go to my website, www.ritberger.com, and click on the slide, either evening of readings, spend a day with Carol. You can gather all the information on the event, all the logistics, and then register online. So even if you don't live in California, I have a woman who emailed me yesterday that is coming from Michigan. I've got another one coming from Arizona. So if you want to take a plane ride and spend a day with me, you can sign up. In fact, if you sign up before November 1st, you can actually save $20 off the registration for the full day. Again, ritberger.com. Okay, so Danielle, this is so exciting. But before we jump in and get into some of the other questions and topics and stories that you're going to be telling us, how can people learn more about you, and where can they get this wonderful book?
Well, let me just say, I want to spend a day with you in El Dorado Hills.
Come visit me, honey.
I was just in El Dorado Hills a couple months ago, and now you're there. That's a great event.
Well,
okay, sorry,
you.
I just had to say that part.
That's okay.
That's exciting. So, the best way to learn more about me, get in touch with me, is through my website, DanielleMcKinnon.com. Pretty much everything is on there. And then my book is available in bookstores and on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And you can also, it's available electronically. You can download it as well rather than buying the physical one. Although I think the physical one's really cool.
It is. You know, there's something about touching the energy of that book. Last name, M-A-C. K-I-N-N-O-N. For many of us that want to do MC, you'll still find her, but let's do it. DanielleMcKinnon.com. All right. So how do we know if it really is a soul contract that's blocking us?
Okay. So that's a really popular question I get as well. And it's funny, when I'm teaching about soul contracts, by, you know, halfway through the class, everyone's going, I have that one. Oh, I have that one. Like,
yeah, wouldn't we as humans love to think that we just have one that we're working on? Doesn't work.
No way. It's just weird the way soul contracts work. They're built to try and make us feel better, to try and make us feel lovable or successful or awesome or worthy or whatever it is. So we as humans come up with many, many different ways to try and make ourselves feel that way. So if you think of a soul contract, these are the lifetime soul contracts, the ones we make in our current lives. If you think of them as, they are actions we must take. So, and it's kind of annoying when you start thinking of it that way, so I'll explain that in one sec. So a typical soul contract would be, it would show up in your life by a repeated motion, a repeated action, or a repeated challenging situation, such as, I mentioned this earlier, every time I get a new job, it starts out great, and then I end up working 80 hours a week and only getting paid for 40. You know, okay, mm-hmm. So there's a repeated pattern that's going on there. That is the way that pretty much everybody can clue into right now, because everybody listening is sitting there going, oh, yeah, I always pick the same kind of guy who's unavailable, or, oh, yeah, money comes in and immediately leaves. Like, whatever that repeated pattern is, I've found in 100% of cases,
it's related to a soul contract. But I also pull in people who want to work on their soul contracts. So I can only tell you from my point of view, it seems like everybody has many. But maybe, you know what I mean? Because we attract what we know. So it could be someone else out there who has nothing to do with soul contracts, meets people who have repeated patterns that aren't related. But I've found it to be 100% of the cases of a repeated, challenging, negative, annoying pattern, it's related to a soul contract.
And especially if you've tried, you know, people will say, and I'm sure they say it to you too, Carol, I've tried everything. I've dotted every I, I've crossed every T, I've done this and this and this and this, and it's still the same thing. Well, that's when you step back, look at it differently, and to go in and say, oh, MG, this must be a soul contract. And just that different perception changes the way we interact and we do the emotional release work, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's actually really cool. So I'm teaching this class, Soul Contract Mastery with Animals, right now, a really small group class. And it's working with animal soul contracts and your own soul contracts to actually come out feeling happier, more free, more loved, you know, to really work on these deep soul lessons. And we were halfway through, and I have not yet given the people in the group an action to take to try and negate those soul contracts. Because that's what everyone wants to do, right? You go, oh, I don't feel comfortable speaking up. Well, I need to start speaking up more. Or I don't feel comfortable saying no. So I need to start saying no more. Whatever the thing is, whatever that soul contract is. And so people think, I just need to do the opposite. And the funny thing that's going on in this class is everybody is going through these really cool, massive shifts just through awareness. They're not even doing the steps yet that say, let's change this and go through the perspective and change and leave. They're not even there yet. And they're coming in going, oh, I did. Wow, this is all different. Just by realizing, hey, this isn't that you are insignificant or even like stupid and you can't make a change. Why can't you just stick with this change that you want to make? Why can't you make yourself start saying no? It's that there's another energy at play here. It's pretty cool to watch how powerful just plain awareness is in shifting us and helping us learn, move forward, evolve, and grow.
You know, that is so true, because once we recognize it, aware of it, and recognize it, it immediately loses that hold that it has on us energetically. Mm-hmm. I want to jump real quick, because we've got Sharon has been hanging from on the line from Ohio. We're going to jump real quick, and we'll come back, sweetie. Hi, Sharon.
Hi.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm good. Good. So glad to talk to you. I love this topic.
I know. I know. And doesn't her energy just kind of pull you right in, honey?
Oh, it's great. It's wonderful. And you know, it's perfect timing for me, because I just had a sad instance in that one of my male friends decided to take his own life. And it's been pretty recent, and it seems like, you know, between him and another male that I helped through brain cancer, it's like my male contacts have really had me kind of on a roller coaster, and I still, I like that, you know, that Danielle was saying, what, bring it back to you and not them, and I'm kind of like at odds, I guess. I'm not hurting real bad, I'm just kind of at odds on trying to figure some things out.
Okay, well, so this, it's very interesting looking at you. You are a very, I'm going to say it like this. You consider yourself to usually have yourself pretty together. Make sense? You make things happen, you take charge of things, you help others, you're kind of a fixer, go-getter person. Make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And while that's awesome in some ways, in you, it's actually soul contracts. I'm going to help those. I'm going to rescue those. I'm going to fix. I'm going to give. I'm going to do all this for them. And when I do that, that's one of the things that makes me a good person. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So the negative belief that you're dealing with, which is what I call a seed thought, is I'm not good enough. And so you have these soul contracts in place. I'm going to help him. I'm going to help him. I'm going to do this for them. I'm going to rescue here. I'm going to fix there. These are all the little actions that you take that make you finally feel good enough, but aren't actually allowing you to know you're good enough, that you're awesome. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, so the interesting part is you have these two male people in your life, and they are kind of, we're going to say, activating, exacerbating these soul contracts, meaning you're noticing the challenge here. You're noticing the difficulty here. It doesn't feel easy. This same pattern is going on in other areas of your life, but with these two men, it's bigger and it's more challenging, and it's there so that you begin to look. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. So where you need to work instead of saying, well, I got to not give and I got to not help and da-da-da-da, because that's not the goal. The goal is not to get you to be a person who doesn't give. The goal is to allow you to be a person who gives from the bigness of your heart with nothing to prove to yourself. So the goal is to get you to fully, totally, utterly believe and know, not intellectually, just live from a place of knowing how awesome you really are. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, so you're having a whole bunch of experiences. These two are the most challenging ones, but I want you to start looking around for the other experiences as well that are related to these soul contracts of you giving, helping, doing, fixing, taking control for others. Because that's going to allow you to develop the awareness of, oh, my God, that soul contract's here, and that one's here, and it's here, and it's here. I want you to start seeing it in all these places to develop that awareness. When you see it in all these places, you start to realize how often you actually feel not good enough.
So I'm going to jump in for a moment.
Yes.
And one of the things is, it's an interesting thing as I'm touching you, is that the two males that transitioned both took male bodies running feminine energy. You took a female body running masculine energy. And your warrior is very powerful in helping others embrace their warrior. But what they did is they showed you how to embrace your own masculine energy in a compassionate way through helping them. So you could recognize what an exquisite, compassionate warrior you are and how you can be sensitive and feeling and yet take charge. And that was one of the things when Danielle was talking about not feeling like you're enough. It's taking and looking at that strength that you have that you just so lovingly give to others, sweetie, and then bringing it back and giving it to yourself. And that's the gift that they gave you. That's the soul contract. That's the mirror that they gave you. So that's how it feels to me. Anything else you want to add to that, Danielle?
I'm just wanting Sharon to kind of come to the world right now with an awareness, not mm-hmm. doing anything differently, but look at what Carol's saying, look at what I'm saying, and see that in your life. It's going to help you move through this and understand it better and ease it, as well as release and shift these energies as they need mm-hmm. to be shifted so that you can grow.
Oh, okay, that sounds great. Oh, I really appreciate this, Carol and Danielle. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, sweetie. You have a great day. Let's jump on real quick because I do want to get Susan from California. Hi, Susan. Hi, honey.
Hi.
Hi. Hello. How can we help you?
So, is this about my beagle, Zofia? She's had this gagging problem for a while, and I think I found some food things that have calmed her digestion, but I think I'm not sure what's going on. And back to the earlier issue, you know, I'm not sure we're going to be able to find enough money for the recommended veterinarian diagnosis and possible treatment.
So on a 3D level, I would actually suggest mm-hmm. taking her to a Chinese herbalist. A vet who does Chinese herbs. Have you done that yet? Because that feels like a really good match.
I never even thought of that. Okay.
Because this feels emotional versus physical. And so I feel like the herbs can, it's actually usually a less expensive route, but it actually feels like it will be helpful. While at the same time,
okay.
we have to get you working on the piece within you that is connecting into this, which is that you're having mm-hmm. a hard time kind of standing up for yourself, giving to yourself, taking care of yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So, yes, let's help her. Let's get her to the Chinese herbalist, and we can help on that physical level. But it's kind of secondary to this other connection that the two of you have. The more you work on this piece and address it, the easier it's going to be for her.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay. I never would have thought. I've actually had good luck with Chinese medicine myself. I never would have thought, okay. I don't know, Robbie. What can I say?
So it's like, Susan, I've got all these things that they're on the other side going, bing, 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 bing. There's that awareness.
And so if we get you working on that piece, and maybe even you see the Chinese herbalist as well, but so we get the two of you working with it, and then we get you working this energetic piece about taking care of yourself and standing up for yourself, that's going to help.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You are most welcome. You know, it's very interesting as we're talking about all the different soul contracts, Danielle. You know, animals so often are the mirror for us, and it's like, oh, is this about me? Hello, is this about me? And I had the pleasure, everyone, of having Danielle actually do a reading with me and my little Bojay. And when Danielle was sharing all of this, it's like, oh, yeah, okay, yes, there's that darn mirror again. So, all right, well, thanks, Susan. I sure appreciate it, sweetie. So here's the big question that I know that you're always asked. Is there a magic pill? Is there a silver bullet? Is there something that we can do that are shortcuts of doing this soul contract work?
Absolutely. If you write me a check for $1 million, I know I'm joking.
You would retire, sweetie, and write more books. We love it.
Right. So, but there is actually an answer, and it is a positive answer. And that's what I actually put in the book, is I wanted... So I have this woo-woo side to me, but then I also have the kind of linear analytical side to me. I'm a Gemini, so I have both. And I used that analytical part of me to create a process to bring people through. I like steps and tools and techniques. I like something to do. I like to be able to measure how I'm doing. And so that's what I put in the book, is kind of how to go through and what steps to take in order to actually learn what you're supposed to learn, change that underlying belief. Now, if you change the underlying belief, meaning if I have a belief that I'm unworthy, and I finally, through whatever process or through my book or whatever process, start living in the world believing, knowing that I am worthy, all of those little constructs that I put in place, the soul contracts, well, I need to be the best at whatever I do, and I need to give to everybody, and all these things prove how worthy I am, there's no need for those soul contracts to exist anymore. So that process I put in place, it's not, all right, let's break this soul contract and let's hammer this one. It's not like that. It's actually much more simple and just has you address the underlying piece, which is actually, as it turns out, really fun. I love watching people address that and start behaving differently and not realizing it. And then they look back and they go, oh, I did that differently. It's because they're believing differently. There's such a huge difference between belief and force. I'm making myself speak up. I'm making myself feel good enough versus I just know I am.
You know, and that brings up an interesting topic also that we'll touch on just briefly, is that so often in our humanness, we see free will as having that willpower that, you know, I'm going to just heads down, I'm just going to go for it. And free will is really very different when it's looked at from the soul's perspective, isn't it?
It really is. So because I have that analytical kind of go-getter side to me, I tend to attract those analytical go-getters, and I'm sure there are many listening who go, I'm just going to make myself do it differently. Because I have free will, I can make myself. But is free will really there if there's an energy driving us beneath that saying, no, 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 you're not safe, don't do it? And we don't truly have free will in that sense if we're carrying around all these energies that are secretly directing us.
Exactly. So free will from the soul's perspective is just allowing the natural order of things to progress us through. Now, we have to do the work. I mean, you know, this isn't about us sitting back and going, okay, free will, take me where I want to. But it isn't about using that analytical mental free will. That means I'm just going to heads down and do it. I think that's a real important part. You came up, you've got 5 steps to a healthy whole system, and we have just a few minutes, but could you just touch on these 5 quick, these steps? Because as I was reading the book and going through it, it really, the number one is build your foundation. That's exactly what these steps are.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that for a moment. That's actually better to talk about than all the 5 steps, because that's the piece that everybody misses. So people want to do their consciousness work. They want to do their inner work. They want to evolve. And they get all excited about this tool and this technique and this book and this person and this event, etc. And so they're there and they're doing it. And yet they've got anxiety going on and they're not grounded and their energy's all over the place. So what's happening is people are not getting the full breadth of what they're studying because their energy can't handle it. Mm-hmm. If we're not clear, calm, cool, collected, if our anxiety is overriding and we're just trying to push it aside in order to listen to this really cool talk, we're not going to be able to get as deep as we need to go. We're not going to be able to get as clear. So when your energy's not clear, when you're not grounded, there's emotion in your energy field. And if I'm emotional, if I'm really upset about something, am I going to make a decision that is for the greatest and highest good of all? Well, the chances are probably a little less likely. So I do dedicate a whole lot in the book to that piece of getting people in the best emotional, energetic, mental, physical space to be able to effectively do the work. It's kind of like you're at a disadvantage unless you have your energetic foundation set. And people don't realize that. They're like, no, I'm just going to do it. No, we can't force. We can't push like that. So let's just make it easy.
Exactly, exactly. And we do have to do the work. And, you know, and people say, oh, Carol, could it just be play? Well, sure, change the word. It's still the same. But it's about, the work is about us on this earth as a soul, refining ourselves to that higher vibration, in doing so with the awareness and the actions, then what we do is then we release our soul and to those different contracts, meaning we don't have to keep calling them back. And then, ta-da, what happens when we finally release a soul contract?
So the soul contract releases the seed thought that was anchoring it in releases. And we are able to fully access our soul. So if you think about, I always call the soul like this big disco ball within us. When you have a soul contracts and seed thoughts going on, negative beliefs, they're like soot and tar covering up your disco ball. Mm-hmm. When you learn and master and change the belief that this stuff is no longer needed, so you're actually releasing it, it releases. It's like you cleaned the disco ball. So now when you have an experience, when you think something, when you feel something, instead of tapping into that soul contract that says, I'm not safe, no, you're not safe, don't do it, or give to them, don't give to yourself, don't be self, whatever the things are, now you're tapping into your soul, and your soul's going, Carol, that's awesome, keep going, this is great, you're totally safe. Like, you get all this beautiful encouragement, and you are finally, truly free. That's absolutely where true free will comes in. It's not being pushed or forcing it into being a certain way based on what your fears and beliefs are. It's just an all-knowing, all-there free will.
And you truly become the brilliance and magnificence that I get to see in people when I have the pleasure of actually standing in front of them. I keep thinking, gosh, if you could just see yourself like I see you, then the world would be much richer, you would be much happier, and we would be doing our work and our service. So we're about to do the wrap up again. Danielle's book is called Soul Contracts, Find Harmony and Unlock Your Brilliance. And again, sweetie, give us your website, and then where can they buy this wonderful book?
My website is daniellemckinnon.com, and that's MacKinnon. com. You can buy the book online. You can buy the book in bookstores. It's on Amazon. It's on Barnes & Noble.
And thank you.
You are so welcome. Always a pleasure to have you on. And we're just going to have you back, honey, because every so often we do need that little Danielle perk up. So thank you so much for joining us. And I want to thank all of you for joining Danielle and I today. It's always a pleasure to spend the time with you. And if you'd like to listen to this show again or share it even with other people, you can go to my website, www.ritberger.com. And then also we're going to give Danielle the link. So in a few days, you can actually go to Danielle's site and then listen to the show as well. So just go to the radio tab on the top of my homepage, click on archives. It's always a pleasure to have you, sweetie. It's a pleasure to be with all of you. Light and love to all of you, and have a great week. I'm going to see you next week on the radio.
You've been listening to the Carol Ryberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.ryberger.com. That's www.ritberger.com. See you soon.